Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Swordfish Survival Podcast. This is your boy, Swordfish. Thank you again for tuning in, and today we've got a special episode for you. I've got a guest contributor today. To keep my information sources secret and safe, I'm going to call her Daenerys for you Game of Thrones fans out there, but today's topic is going to be how social media has affected our ability to explore, create, destroy, or maintain relationships. Relationships are essential to our daily lives. We have different types of relationships that we interact with people or how we deal with people each and every day. We have family relationships, friends, coworkers, those that are strictly platonic, those that are that happen on a natural basis each and every day. Then we have those that are involve a spouse or a significant other, or for those that dare even go this route, those that may have a side chick or a side person. You better not, first of all. It's going to create more headache than it's worth. And then there's general purpose relationships. We've got those relationships where we deal with the public each and every day, whether you work in retail, if you work in sales, or if you just encounter someone walking down the street. I mean, you have an interaction with that individual, whether it's simple eye contact, a head nod, or you may simply ignore them. But you have some form of a relationship, even if for that brief period in time, you interact with that person, that is a type of relationship. But I'd like to introduce you, in the past 20 years, social media has found a way to interject itself in every aspect of our life. And not all aspects have been bad. Some of these aspects allow us to keep up with family members that may live a great distance away, or friends that we graduated from high school or college, allows us to play catch up. And that's not a bad thing. That's not bad at all. But we have seen marriages torn up due to issues stemming from inappropriate social media interactions. We've seen relationships being forever broken, being between friends, family members. We've seen trust between lifelong friends broken because of a social media comment or post that was miscommunicated or misconstrued to mean something that it wasn't. We've seen drama created through social media for ungodly reasons that didn't need to happen. So today, we're going to talk about these things, and let me introduce to you Daenerys. She's become a good friend of mine, and she's going to give you some of her experiences and how social media has played a part in those. And then we'll go into several aspects and several ways to keep your relationship intact, to keep you your sanctity and your sanity in your relationship that you may be a part of today, to keep it the way it needs to be and keep social media out of it. Daenerys, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning
Hello.
In.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I want to first give you a little bit of background of me and my relationships. I have been married 3 times, currently going through a divorce. And this has been a span over 20 years, so this really works out good. During my first marriage, there really wasn't social media, as far as I wasn't on it with my first marriage. My second marriage, I had been introduced to Facebook, and I can tell a huge difference. And when I say that, you know, we all have friends that we've met in the past. We really don't know how to get back in contact with them. Facebook, you do.
Right.
And, you know, it starts with, hey, how are you doing? I always thought about this about you in high school, this or that. And then before you know it, you're talking on another level with this individual. I think it's very important to say that Facebook is one of the biggest, I would say, constraints on a marriage now. It has affected mine, as far as when a person needs an uplift, they post a selfie. You're going to get
right. You're
going to get 40 to 50 likes by the end of the day, and half of those are going to be men, so it's going to boost your confidence. Then you're going to start getting messages. Now, let's talk about it on a sexual level. What's it done to that? Well, before you had that, wonder what this person's like, this or that. Now they're sending you pictures in 2 days after inboxing you, and there's no secret anymore. You know, you're getting to see everything up front.
Right.
So I think it's took away that, you know, that suspense, that factor of a relationship, trying to get to know somebody, because you're on there messaging, you know, all day long, exchanging pictures. What's there left to do?
Exactly. I mean, we can see how social media has taken a level of intimacy away from a relationship for whatever reason. And it's no one's fault but our own in today's society. We allow things to happen like this. We we avoid these scenarios or situations, or we participate in them. There is no in between. And that's how our society is. I'm not excusing it, and I'm not condoning it, but there are ways that we can prove to ourselves and prove to society that social media does not control our relationships. It does not control how we act in our relationships. It does not control how we act towards that significant other. However, it would be easier to prove to them in the relationship that social media doesn't control us. There are so many aspects of social media that people use it to control their life, and it should be the other way around.
A lot of times we open doors we don't even realize we're opening. I know with my last marriage, I would get upset. My husband never paid any attention to me. So I would go find a meme or a quote and post, you know, I'm going through this. I wish my man would give me more attention, this or that. Yeah, it was directed towards him, but not directly. But that was opening the doors for guys to message me because they knew there were problems in that household.
Exactly.
And people don't even realize you're opening those doors and you don't even think about it.
Right. And it's not just, I'm not going to isolate this conversation to women seeking the attention of men. Men do the same thing. Men have put social media posts out there, and women find that as an open opportunity to see, hey, what is he talking about? What kind of problems is he having? How can I help him? Both sexes are guilty of being thirsty at times and using social media as that platform to build a potential meetup. Mm-hmm. So it's up to us as adults, first of all, to take control of this. It's up to us as individuals to not let social media control our lives. I mean, we should have the ability whenever we want to walk away from it. But we have seen in our society that a lot of people live their life solely for social media. There are people out there today that simply, if they don't put a daily post on Instagram, if they don't put a daily story on Facebook, they feel like they're not in the in crowd. And quite frankly, I give two shits about the in crowd anymore. I knew when I was growing up, I wanted to have the coolest clothes or have the coolest friends who had the most latest and greatest toys or whatever. I'm a grown-ass man now. I could give two shits about that. As long as my family's taken care of and I have a friend or two that I can confide in, I'm a blessed individual.
I will say, though, too, with my latest divorce scenario, everything has been posted. You know, every aspect of that fighting, to our court cases, he's posted everything. It's an embarrassment. So if I can say anything to you guys out there, don't post it on Facebook. Please just don't do it. It's horrible. And the thing is, legally, there's nothing you can do about it.
Why do you think those posts have been created? I mean, do you think it was to your detriment? Was it to get your attention in any way, shape, or form to cause you to react to those posts?
I really do. I think it was another way to take a stab at me, or also to get a reaction. I really do. And, you know, but all that's out there, I have people coming up to me. I went to our little county fair. 10 people came up to me. I'm so sorry to hear about what you're going through. It's embarrassing. I know that people know that there's a divorce going on, but do they need to know every detail of that divorce? No, but they do.
Yes, and like you said earlier, I mean, you can have complete strangers know more about your business than you at times. And not only does this pose a social media crisis in your own life, this is a personal security issue. I mean, you could be simply posting to take a stab at somebody that's created hell in your life. But in doing so, you may have a picture that in the background you may not know that has your address, or has a picture of your kids, or has some documentation about where your kids go to school. I don't want to deviate too much from this, but people simply do not think before they put something on social media. They simply post it and they wait for the response. They post it and see how many likes, how many shares, how many comments, how many, girl, I've got you back, he's a piece of crap. Or, hey, dude, let's go out for a beer. Let's forget her. There's 12 other women out there waiting for you. Let's see what happens. And that becomes our life. That becomes what we wake up for, what we go to sleep thinking about. And that becomes an interference in our relationships. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And people can say all they want. You know, I used to use the excuse, I have social media to keep in contact with family that lives out of town, to see pictures. And, you know, I do. I have family that's in other locations that I can clearly see their children, you know, after they're born and things that maybe I wouldn't get to see in person. But let's be honest. You post on Facebook for friggin' attention or bragging rights. Oh, I took my kids over to Dollywood today, or whatever. People post for bragging rights and for attention, for maybe a confidence boost. They really do, and that's the only reason that you're doing it. You're really doing it to give yourself that extra. And maybe that's, with today's society, that's how we get our little, you know, confidence boost.
To get your thrill, so to speak.
Yeah, that's
and
our...
20 years ago, we focused more on getting our thrills from our significant other than we did Facebook or Instagram. Right. Or for your old school social media peeps, MySpace or LiveJournal or IRC chat, whatever the case may be. Everything at one point was not about social media, but everything is about social media in the day in which we live. So let me give you a few things, a few tips and a few pointers about how we can keep things real in our relationships and tell social media to go fuck off in a relationship. First, keep it transparent between you and your significant other. I don't care if you're gay, straight, tall, short, black, brown, yellow, blue, green, white, whatever. Keep it transparent. Keep it real. If you're in a relationship and you have to hide your cell phone, or if you have to hide your tablet or your laptop, or you keep it password protected and you don't share that information, you're already guilty. I believe I stepped on some toes there. You're already guilty. And I can say this in confidence because I'm guilty of it in my past. I am a divorced individual who has recently reconciled with the mother of my children, and social media was a problem in my relationship. I didn't want to see it. I didn't believe it. I didn't want to hear about it because I was actively participating in those activities in which I'm preaching against today. I can say with confidence that this is no longer an issue, and I got my family back. So keep it transparent. Keep it real. Do not let a social media platform come between you and your spouse, come between you and your family, come between you and your children, come between you and your friends. People will have an argument with friends and family and let that be posted on social media, and it creates a wedge in that relationship. Next, keep things platonic. The first time you post a social media picture showing a little skin, they're going to come out of the woodwork thirsty. It can be men. It can be women. It could be children. Keep things platonic. Keep things simple. Do not give anyone any reason whatsoever to even accuse you of actions unbecoming of one not being faithful in a relationship. Keep things simple. If you're having a simple conversation with someone and it starts to go a different direction, cut it off. Cut it off. If you're going to have that type of conversation with somebody, be man enough or woman enough to have that conversation in person. Because as soon as you put that post on social media, it can be used against you. You can't take it back. You may delete it for a time, but I'm sure it is quantified and qualified and standardized and processed somewhere where you can't touch it, but can be brought back up at a later date and time. Keep things simple. Keep them platonic. Keep your circle of friends small. I say that again. Keep your circle of friends small. Ain't nobody need 5,000 likes and posts on Facebook or Instagram. Hell, I don't even know 5,000 people, to be honest. I guarantee you the ones who do don't really know them.
No.
So unless you're using social media as a business approach and there's 5,000 people in your newsfeed and you're not selling them something or a service, you need to clean your circle out. The circle of friends needs to be small. That way you know they're genuine. That way you know they're authentic. That way that you know that they've got your back. If you do need something, you can count on those 5 or 10 friends or that 1 or 2 close family members. Keep that circle small. Last but not least, Denarius hit on this topic already. Do not post your personal life on social media. It's called a personal life for a reason. People will take a personal life media social media post and they will use it to either their advantage to get to you, or they will use it against the person that they may not know the whole situation. They may not know what is going on, why you made that post. You may have made that social media post in haste without knowing the full gravity of what consequences could happen afterwards. So be careful what you put on social media. You've heard firsthand from an individual that has had social media cause her some grief, cause her some problems, through most of it, through no fault of her own.
And can I give just one more example?
Absolutely.
So during this time, I dated some, and I had met this guy. He was from Texas, actually. And he wanted to take me out on a couple dates. He was in town. I think he was stationed in Knoxville with military doing some things. So we went out, and the whole time, he stared at his phone scrolling through Facebook. I'm asking questions. He's holding that phone. At the end of the day, he asked me, you know, can I call you? And I said, you know, this just isn't going to work out. Awesome looking guy. We had, you know, fun when we went out initially and met. But I told him no. And my main reason, he thought more of that phone than me. If you can't give me an hour, 2 hours of your time just to talk to me and get to know me without looking at your phone,
You don't need them.
I don't need them, yeah. I was just like, I guess the phone's more important than me.
If your news feed is more important than the person sitting across from you or sitting beside you at that movie theater, you've got problems. I dare say you may have an addiction. Mm-hmm. You may not have an addiction to alcohol or drugs or pornography or anything of that nature, but if you can't put your news feed down for 5 minutes and enjoy the company of someone that you say you care about, you've got a problem. Let's get it fixed. This is Swordfish signing out. Thank you for our guest contributor today, Denarius. And I look to have her on in future episodes as we continue these Let's Talk series. I thank you for your time and attention. This is Swordfish with the Swordfish Survival Podcast signing out.